From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Gleam in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Gleam, the firefly, wasn't much bigger than a thumb. A soft, warm light pulsed from her tail. Around her neck, on a simple leather cord, hung a small brass tube. It looked like a miniature telescope, and it was the most important tool she owned. She held it up to the lamp on her workbench, peeking through the eyepiece. The lamp's ordinary white light suddenly exploded. Inside the tube, a tiny crystal prism had split the light into a perfect secret rainbow. This was her job. Gleam taught others how to read messages written in light. Her first students of the year were filing into the workshop. They shuffled their feet and found seats on stools around a huge wooden table. Gleam smiled, and her own light pulsed a little brighter. "Hello," she said. Her voice was quiet, but it filled the room. "I'm Gleam." She held up the brass tube for everyone to see. "This is a pocket spectroscope. It shows you what light is really made of." She passed it to a student with wide, curious eyes. "Look at the lamp." The student squinted into the eyepiece. His jaw dropped. "Whoa! It's a rainbow!" "Exactly," Gleam said. "The big idea I teach is observation. That's just a fancy word for looking carefully. We're going to learn how to read the universe by looking at the light it sends us." A student in the back raised her hand. "But we can't go to the stars. They're way too far away." "That's true," Gleam agreed. "We can't visit them, but their light can visit us. Every bit of light is a message that has traveled across space. What we see tonight is how a star looked a long, long time ago. We're looking into the past every time we look up." The students stared at her. A few glanced at the ceiling, as if they could see right through it. "The light is honest," she said softly. "It tells us what we can know." Gleam had grown up in a small village where her family were the lantern keepers. She remembered long nights spent with them, carefully cleaning the glass on the lamps along the paths. On clear nights, her grandfather would point out the constellations. He'd say that a lantern that wasn't tended went out. A star that wasn't watched gave up no secrets. Paying attention, she learned, was its own kind of magic. When she was old enough, she came to the Cosmos Forge Academy. The headmaster, Nova, had asked her just one question. What can starlight tell us?
Gleam hadn't even paused. "Its color tells you a star's temperature. The lines inside its rainbow tell you what it's made of. The way the lines shift tells you if it's moving. And its brightness tells you how powerful it is. Every photon is a piece of history." Nova had smiled. "You're hired." Now, in her own workshop, Gleam was ready to begin. "Light tells us four main things," she said, holding up one finger. "First, color tells us temperature." She pointed to two bulbs on her bench. One glowed a deep, angry red. The other was a brilliant, fierce blue. "Which one do you think is hotter?" Almost every student pointed to the red one. "A good guess," Gleam said. "We think of red as hot, like a campfire. But with stars, it's the opposite." She passed the spectroscope around. "Look at both. See how the blue light looks brighter, more energetic? Blue stars are blazing hot. Red stars are the coolest ones." She held up a second finger. "Second, lines tell us what a star is made of." She switched on a new lamp. It was a thin glass tube that glowed a strange pale yellow. "Now, look at this one through the spectroscope." A student gasped. "The rainbow has dark lines in it. It looks like a barcode." "Exactly," Gleam beamed. "Those are called spectral lines. Every element in the universe,
like hydrogen or iron, has its own unique barcode. Those lines tell us exactly what's cooking inside a star. She leaned forward, her voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. Here's a secret. That's how we discovered an element named helium. Scientists saw lines in the sun's light that didn't match anything on Earth. So they named it helium after the Greek word for the sun. They found it on a star before they ever found it here. She held up a third finger. Third, shifts tell us if something is moving. She asked, have you ever heard an ambulance siren? When it's racing towards you, the sound is high and squealy. Free! When it moves away, the sound gets low.
Fro!
The students all nodded, making the sounds themselves. Light does the exact same thing, she explained. If a star is moving away from us, its light gets stretched out. Its barcode shifts towards the red end of the rainbow. We call that redshift. If it's moving toward us, it's called blueshift.
Finally, she held up a fourth finger. And brightness tells us a star's true power. She pointed out the workshop window. A tiny candle right in front of your face looks brighter than a giant bonfire a mile away, right? To know how bright a star really is, we also have to figure out how far away it is. Gleam picked up her spectroscope again. Color, lines, shifts, and brightness. That's it. That's the secret code for reading the stars. She explained that the light our eyes see is just a tiny slice of all the light there is. There are also radio waves, microwaves, and X-rays, she said. They're all part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Think of them as different kinds of light our eyes just can't see. We just need different kinds of telescopes to read them. One student was squinting hard at the yellow lamp. I think I'm doing it wrong, he mumbled, frustrated. I can't see the lines. Gleam's own light softened. I sometimes read a spectrum wrong on the first try, she said kindly. That's not failing. That's just astronomy. We look again, we check our work, we get a little better each time. The student put the tube back to his eye. He adjusted the focus, and then he saw them. A huge grin spread across his face. At the end of the lesson, a student asked, "Is reading starlight hard?" Gleam shook her head. "It's not hard. It's just looking carefully and knowing what to look for. Color, lines, shifts, brightness. The light is honest. We just have to learn how to read what's there." She held her brass spectroscope up. It caught the lamplight, shining like a tiny captured star. Outside, the real stars were beginning to appear. Their light had traveled for years and years to get here, patient and honest, waiting to be read. And Gleam felt it, that quiet, warm flutter she always felt when something far away finally reached her. She wasn't small under all that sky. She was someone the whole universe had sent a message to, and she had learned how to listen.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gleam. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.